The Texas Lawyers Creed, which by the way, is in some ways the operating document for the Texas Center for Legal Ethics, the organization of which I'm the executive director. And we were founded the same month as the Texas Lawyers Creed was signed into was signed as an order. And it is it was November of 1989, so it was right at the end of the 1980s. I see that many of you probably were practicing in the 80s. I see a few that probably weren't. But for those of us who did, it was the era of Rambo litigation. It was great change, not just in Texas, but in throughout the country, really, in terms of how lawyers behaved and how they were perceived to be behaving. And I'll just add that for those of you who are from Houston, you probably know Kelly Frells, or know of him, Houston lawyer. When he hired me, he was the chair of the board when I got hired, and he said, you know, we refer to Texas lawyer, Dallas lawyers, as the ones who are the responsible for all that stuff that went on. In fact, we call it a 214 problem. Any of you ever heard of a 214 problem? So that is where I practiced, but I did not engage in that. So the Texas Lawyers Creed was an order that was entered by the Texas Supreme Court and the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals in 1989. It's 26 years ago, 27 years ago this fall. And it outlines – it's basically a play nice document. If you read it, it is not law. It is not ethics rules. The ethics rules are considered the minimum level of conduct, but the creed – outlines behavior and more of a cultural kind of behavior. It has very specific litigation provisions, but it also has some things in it like my word is my bond, so that you are expected to be honest in your dealings with not just other counsel but other parties.